USA Radio News.
Two men were indicted over the deaths of 53 migrants found in the back of a tractor trailer last month in San Antonio. It was the deadliest tragedy to claim lives of migrants smuggled across the border from Mexico. Both remain in federal custody without bond, pending trial. Conviction on the death counts could result in life sentences. A federal appeals court ruled that Georgia's, quote, heartbeat law can go into effect, making the state the latest to institute a six-week ban on abortion since the U.S. Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade. The court additionally allowed the ban to take effect immediately instead of later this summer, which was initially expected. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
The January 6th House Committee says that Secret Service may have violated the Federal Records Act by failing to properly preserve text messages. Staff for the House panel said they only received one text message resulting from a July 15th subpoena to the agency requesting Secret Service text messages from January 5th and 6th, 2021. The Secret Service acknowledged that some key text messages are presumed to be permanently deleted, lost during a previously planned factory reset of agents' phones. The agency told CBS News that they are reaching out to the phone service provider and manufacturers for assistance.
I would be shocked and horrified if anyone in a position of leadership oversaw the destruction of evidence related to the January 6th insurrection.
Jamie Raskin, a part of the January 6th committee. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The Justice Department has charged 36 people in alleged health care fraud scheme totaling $1.2 billion. The Justice Department said that the defendants are being accused of using telemedicine to obtain orders for the unneeded medical tests, which were then allegedly billed to Medicare and other insurance companies. Another coordinated law enforcement action last year in which 138 people were charged for their alleged involvement in telemedicine schemes and other healthcare fraud across the country that may have incurred more than $1.4 billion in losses.
The mayors of New York City and Washington, D.C. are running out of resources for busloads of illegal immigrants arriving from the Texas and Arizona border, and they're looking for the Biden administration to help. New York Republican Congressman John Katko reacts on Fox News by saying he plans to take action on the border because he feels President Biden will not.
I'm head of what's called the American Security Task Force, and my job is to come up with a plan to seal the border and make it secure again. And January 3rd of next year, when we have a new Congress, we're going to have a border plan ready to go that's going to fix this problem. And President Biden is either going to play ball or he's going to have a really hard time getting any legislation done.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.